Greetings, everyone. What's up? This is Herb Middleton, and this is my wife,
Janelle.
You gotta talk a little louder in the mic.
Janelle.
Listen, welcome to the Second Marriage Podcast, everyone. We're glad to enter into your homes or wherever you're listening to us, just to have a candid conversation, to open up some different topics or whatever is on our heart. And as we speak tonight, what is on my heart is communication.
What's on your heart?
Yeah, communication.
Communication.
Like,
what about communication?
It's been said that women are y'all are more emotional than men.
But is that true?
I think it's partially true. I think it depends on the individual.
Or do we just show our emotions more than men? Because men can be pretty emotional. What does that have to do with communication?
Because sometimes how things are said can make a difference in how do we. Your response.
True.
So if a man could, you know, we can be kind of insensitive sometimes. I know I have been. Let me speak for myself. You know,
for yourself.
I've been insensitive sometimes to the way I express myself and don't even have any bad intentions.
Mm-hmm.
But it can go left if I'm not careful how I say whatever I'm trying to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one thing that breaks down relationships.
Wait, before you say that, I want to say I think that can be a man or woman thing. Because I could say something to you and the way I say it could make it go left.
True.
So I think, you know, it's not gender specific. It's not male or female specific. It's just the way the person is communicating.
Okay, I can go with that because there have been times that I have been quite a little emotional.
No.
Yeah, I'm just realizing. I started the conversation. maybe I started off wrong, but as I'm going to be totally honest, there's been times when I've actually got, you know, my feelings was a little nudge because the way something was presented to me.
Mm-hmm.
That throughout the course of our marriage, I remember the times when I would receive things in a, you know, not the way you intended,
mm-hmm.
and it backfired on me because mm-hmm. then you didn't want to talk to me. So, of course, you didn't want, because now you're walking on pins and needles and pins. It's a happy man that grins. You don't want to tell me, talk to me, because you feel I'm going to get my feelings hurt. And I think that we have to be careful with that. On both sides, because mm-hmm. communication. If y'all don't have good communication, you know, you're not going to have a very good, strong relationship. The stronger your communication is, the stronger your relationship can be.
Yes, and allowing your spouse, your partner to be honest. Like creating a space where communication is accepted. You may not like everything that's being communicated, but it can still be a safe space. Like you should be able to talk to your spouse. I should be able to talk to you and not have to map out the whole conversation before I say anything to keep it from going left. You know what I mean? There should be a space where you can communicate. Not even just having communication, but wanting to and knowing that, okay, I can come to him or her with this and we can talk about it and it'd be a safe space.
Yeah. I was just laughing to myself because there's been times that you say, Herb, we be in the car, and you say, Herb, you got any mints? And I'll be saying, like,
well, you have a whole scenario.
You're like, what? You trying to tell me my breast thing? You're trying to be nice about it, so you just ask me, like,
like, I'm asking you, do you have mints for you?
It, right. And I've taken it, like, and so it left you in a place where, like, you don't want me to say, your breath stinks, right? You don't want me to say that. So you try to take a little softer approach and say, do you have any mints? Do you have a lot of them? Like, you know, the point is, you have to, y'all, we encourage y'all to find that, create that safe space in your relationship where you can talk to each other. And you have to really, husbands especially, you know your wives according to knowledge is a one of the scriptures that comes to mind.
Yes.
So you have to know what offends your wife. And if you know that what you're about to say would offend your wife, why would you say it? You have, at that point, Christ is not being manifested. I just want to keep it straight and 100 with y'all. You have to go back to
But what if it's necessary, though? What if it's a necessary truth that may be offensive? Because the person just don't want to hear it. Because sometimes women don't really want to hear stuff.
Yeah. You know, I'm learning. Mm-hmm. In this stage of our relationship, there's a time for everything.
True.
So, you know, right now may not be the time when I should say something to you that even though it's true, so I may want to wait on the Lord, be of good courage. And
He will strengthen my heart.
He strengthened my heart. So I, you know, that works for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it comes with, I know if I say this to her right now, she's not going to receive it. And that will be the Holy Spirit's talking to you.
Right.
Saying, say this a little later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe at a dinner table in a different environment.
Right.
And learn how to, I guess we're talking about communication on this podcast series. You have to know that communication is very important. I think I said that already.
You did.
I did. Well, it must be important because y'all must not be hearing me. It's both ways.
Yeah, it can't be a monologue. Communication is a dialogue.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that. See, I learned a lot of things in my marriage, men. My wife has taught me a lot. Like, I used to be the one that always wanted to talk, and I always wanted to be right. And I would, you know, I'm just being honest. I'm being very transparent. I used to cut her voice off. You don't never want to cut your wife's voice. She always has to have a voice.
Because if she doesn't.
She may leave you.
She's going to be fine. That's not what I was going to say. She'll be screaming. And then you wonder, like, why is she nagging? Why is she repeating herself? Why she keeps saying the same thing? Why is she? Because she doesn't feel like you hear her.
Right. And it's nothing like you to add on to just what you said, Bo, you have to, men. You understand when the Bible says that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, a part of the good thing,
and
obtains favor. she wanted to add that part. She wanted to add that part. Well, part of that favor is that sometimes they are sensitive to what we are not sensitive to.
Mm-hmm.
And if we reject or cut your voice off, we can miss out on the biggest blessing.
True.
You know, so don't swallow your pride. Don't think that you know it all because you're a man. That's the dude. We'll have to talk about pride at another time because we're going to give you too much tonight. Mm-hmm. But communication, always be good. Communication is learning how to listen.
Yeah.
And knowing when to talk. Write that down. Learning how to listen and knowing when to talk.
And don't listen. You can't listen and think about what you want to say at the same time.
She's just trying to step on my
toes. I'm not. I'm just saying.
I used to do that kind of stuff, man. Now people do it to me and I hate it.
Yeah, you waiting for your moment to give the rebuttal. Right. You're waiting. You didn't hear nothing. You stuck on one word or one sentence that was said, and now you got a whole, you're waiting for your time to jump in.
Right.
But you didn't hear anything. You didn't listen.
And we do that with God.
Yeah.
Because God speaks to us, and we're trying to get our point across, mm-hmm. and we don't hear what the Spirit is saying to us. And we can miss out on something very important. So just a couple of nuggets tonight. We're going to leave with y'all. Great communication it will enrich your relationship. Husbands and wives. And if you're single and you're listening to this, I hope you consider this. If you like to talk a lot, you may wait. Want to wait a while before you walk down the aisle.
What?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Good night, y'all. God bless.